This is HPR episode 1849 entitled, Linux Slugcast episode 004 Outtakes. It is hosted by Kevin Wisher and is about 9 minutes long. The summary is, pre-show and after-show banter that does not get published through our normal feeds.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello all, this is Kay Wisher from the Linux Slugcast podcast. I'm submitting our show outtakes for episode number 4 for HPR community. If you've heard the previous 3 episodes here on HPR, it's the same format. You'll hear our normal intro, outro music, the first part of the show where we kind of getting things ready and bantering. Then you'll hear the intro-outro music again. You'll hear the end part of the full recording, and then you'll hear the outro music again. And so, without further ado, here we go.
Just so you know, I've started recording.
Yeah, I noticed that. You think I should start recording also, or do you think yours is reliable enough that we don't need a second one?
Couldn't hurt.
Okay, I'll start then.
Well, that sucks. We're Tajless tonight.
I think he knows about it. Maybe he's got other things going on. Don't know.
I've enjoyed having him the last couple of shows.
Yeah, it's nice to, you know, have somebody that's, you know, we're not just talking to ourselves. You're right about that.
Nothing could beat the first one when we had Tony Bemis and Dude Man on.
Right. Hey, I meant to ask you, are you going to NELF this year?
I'll be there bright and early tomorrow morning.
You know, Bruce and Jonathan were on the Podnuts meetup, the latest episode, and Bruce expressed a lot of gratitude for your volunteering work at the last one.
Yeah, but if you remember actually listening to the Linux Basics episode we did right after it, I didn't really do anything. I actually just kind of hung back, and because I didn't know anybody really, I just kind of hung back and I like stayed out of people's way. I mean, I introduced myself to Bruce because I'd actually had some interaction with Bruce before, but I actually didn't help last year. I plan on getting there early this year to actually try and help. And now that they called me out on it, I'm really going to have to go up there early and help. I'm like, crap, what the hell are you doing saying that? I didn't do crap last year.
You know, from a couple of times I've kind of complained about it not seeming to be any contact information on the NELF website, but it turns out, Jay Lindsay pointed it out to me today, that there's actually an icon up at the top of the homepage that is an email contact link. And I didn't notice it, partly because it's all Facebook, Twitter, things like that, but also that the icon that displays in Firefox is very light gray on white. And I had to stare at it for a moment to notice, oh yeah, that's an that's an envelope. And when I moused over it, I saw that it was a mail to link. So I was suitably corrected.
Yeah, I should probably actually figure out where exactly I'm going tomorrow. I know whereabouts. I just, you know, I know I need to, for me, I got to drive up to Braintree, and then I got to take the T on and tour to Boston. And I think they said it was like Copley Center or something like that. And I think Copley Center is the stop in between MIT and where they did it last year in Cambridge. So I think I know where I'm going, but I should probably actually figure it out.
I have no idea how to get around Boston. I've been in Boston. I went to Boston once in my whole life, and that was back in the late 60s or early 70s for like 2 days.
It's not a bad place.
I really don't remember much about it, to be honest. And I would be completely lost if I had to try and find my way around anywhere there.
I've been there a lot, and I'd still probably be lost trying to find my own way around. I have a general idea, and that's about it. Sadly, I know how to go to Fenway, and that's really about it. Oh, and maybe South Station and Logan, so I know how to get out of there. During your 2 days there, did you go to Fenway at all, or go by it, or see it, or anything?
Nope. I'm trying to remember if I remember anything. I went to Faneuil Hall. Is that how you say it? Is that the pronunciation?
Faneuil Hall. Right. So have you given any more thought to what type of desktop environment you want to run if Mir or Wayland take over?
No. When I've thought about it, it seems to be that either KDE or Enlightenment are going to be what I choose between. I followed some of the activity, the announcements about Enlightenment through the different blogs that the project runs. And it seems like E19 is going to have some Wayland support. I believe KDE's window manager is going to have Wayland support. I might be wrong about that. And both of them are pretty configurable, so I might be able to carry over the preferences that I have right now. It's just a matter of learning the what the jargon is for KDE or for Enlightenment and setting them up. I haven't spent any time lately within the past couple weeks fooling around with either KDE or Enlightenment, so I don't have any more experience or more familiarity with how those things operate. But I expect that it's not anything that's going to be needed even within a year or two. Maybe after 2 years, it'll get to a point where X is not supported really anymore, and everybody's going to have to be migrated to Wayland. So it's not a real urgent thing. It's just a thing that at some point I'm really going to have to deal with.
Well, 50 can back me up that Enlightenment's a wonderful desktop.
I can at that. I'm not using it on anything currently, but I have used it quite well. No, I guess I scratch that. I do have it on my netbook. So, and yeah, I think I still usually come back to LXD, but.
And I stopped recording. How do you think that went? I think it went pretty well.
Yeah, I wish I'd had a topic I was more prepared on, but I think I was looking for solutions in a place that they didn't exist.
Well, that's mostly how I learn. You know, I do the wrong thing, and then somebody points me in a different direction, or I figure out that hey, that's not the path to follow. Try something else. And
Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.